G'day, Reece Down here. Welcome to episode 76 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is titled Commando Reserves Pathway. I got an email the other day about this. It was a person asking about how to go from reserves into SF and what that looks like and the different pathways. And I've got a couple, or I have been getting a couple of emails about this and some messages on social media. And even though I've covered this, I've probably covered most of it in the podcast in certain episodes. Maybe I haven't dedicated a full episode to it. So it's not going to be a long episode, but let's quickly go through and discuss the pathway from reserves into SF. So as a reservist, you decide to join. And if you're looking at going SF, obviously it would be best to go reserve infantry. But you just apply. You can go into a recruiting station or you just apply online. It's a normal process. It's the same process as going full-time. Once you get accepted, you don't have to tell them you want to go SF initially. Doesn't matter if you do, whatever. All right, there's no DRS for commando reserves. There used to be a few years ago. Doesn't happen anymore. So all you do is say you want to join infantry, join reserves, and go from there. Once you get accepted, you'll go to Kapuka. Shortened Kapuka for reservists, it's about 35 days, I think it is. And then from there, you do two-week infantry blocks, okay? And then you're qualified infantry. And then you want to do 18 months to 2 years. They really want you to have 18 months to 2 years before you apply for selection. And when you're ready, you just apply, all right? You just apply. There's the same paperwork that you fill out. Oh, it might be a slightly different form. I don't think so. Either way, your clerk will be able to talk you through it. So you fill out the forms. You get the approval of your chain of command, and then you submit the paperwork, and then hopefully you'll get a shot on the entry test. You turn up to the entry test in your region. If it's not close to you, they will fly you somewhere to do it. Get through the entry test, and then you'll get a crack at selection. And from 2024, if you've listened to my podcast recently, you'll know and understand that they're doing a combined selection from around May 2024. So anyone who wants to go SF does the same selection course, whether you want to go SSR, two commando, one commando, in full-time or reserve role, doesn't matter. Okay, you do the same selection. As a reservist, if you get through that, then you start the reinforcement cycle, okay? And ideally, you do the reinforcement cycle in one go. There has been in the past an option where you can do it over 3 years. I'm pretty sure that's still the case. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you can still do that, okay? So you can do it over 3 years. Ideally, though, better to do it, just all in one go, get it out of the way. And if you decide to do it in the full-time capacity, complete Rio with your cohort and get it all done straight away, you'll just sign a compulsory full-time service, okay? So you just basically sign up for that period of time for 2 years now, and then you get that done, and then you get posted. So you get posted to one commando. The two posting locations at the moment are in Sydney and in Melbourne, all right? Be aware too, though, that because one commando traditionally has been the reserve role and that they have transitioned into the special warfare role, there is a full-time capability there. So if you think about it, it's something you could potentially look at later. You could get through Rio, or get through selection, get through Rio, be posted as a reservist to one commander, and then decide later on to go full-time. And you could either go to one commander or stay one commander full-time, or go to two commander. We had a lot of guys do that, especially when I was in, when all the Afghan trips were happening. You had a lot of reservists that would come across to two commander, sign up for two commander, or sign up for the compulsory full-time service for 12 months maybe, go do a trip, and then go back to reserve. So that option's always there, so something to keep in the back of your mind. But a few specific questions I got asked by this guy about reserve pathways in SF were, what does the process of transferring from reserve infantry into full-time commando look like? So basically, reservists, you get on selection, you complete selection, they'll sign you up for compulsory full-time service for Rio. Even if you plan to go full-time, they're not going to sign you up yet, okay? So you've got to complete Rio because a lot of dudes fail that. Then you sign up full-time and then bang, you're into two commando, okay? Or possibly one commando in a full-time role. Depends where you want to go. Or SAS, obviously. Would you do the selection preparation course before selection like the regular army? So in the past, the pre-selection course or the selection prep course was for originally it was for DRS, then they opened up to anyone. So reservists, full-time, anyone outside infantry could do it. Now I think they're going back to just keeping it for DRS, all right? So I guess we'll see how that plays out, but I don't think anyone can do it anymore. Do you need to go full-time before attempting selection, or can you maintain reserve until you pass selection? Yep, just cover that. So you will stay reserve, do selection, do Rio, transfer into the full-time role. All right, and one of the questions I always get asked by people in the reserve role, people looking to join reserves and do selection, is how they're going to go compared to full-time guys. Because a lot of guys think that because you're in reserves, you're not going to have as good of a chance going up against guys who've been in the army for 5 or 10 years. And that's simply not the case. All right, you have just as good a chance if you've done the prep, if your soldier skills where they are, if you can handle stress and perform under stressful conditions, you got just as good a chance as anyone else going for selection. I mean, look at DRS guys. They've been in the army for fucking 12 months or 18 months and get through. You're not assessed on how much time you've done in the army. You're not assessed on where you've come from, whether you're full-time reserves, infantry, medic, transport, whatever. You're assessed on how you go on selection. So if you turn up to selection and you're fucking ready and you fucking go well, you will have just as good a chance as anybody else on selection. Okay? The reserve pathway might just be the best option for you. And I've discussed this in the past as well. If you're a little bit older, sort of plus 25, and you've got a good life and you've got a good job or a job that you don't hate, maybe you've got a family, whatever the case may be, and you're relatively happy where you are, or for various reasons, you might not want to be posted to Darwin or to Townsville or to Brisbane, right? Maybe you're in Melbourne already, or maybe you're in Sydney already, and you want to go SF and be in that location, or in Perth or whatever the case may be. So for you, reserves might be the best pathway. Join reserves, stay reserves if you get through SF, or then join full-time if you get through Rio in that particular location, right? So it really depends on your situation. Again, you have just as good a chance. If you do the prep, if you got your soldier skills where they should be, and in reserves, especially infantry reserves, you have the ability to practice that. You have the ability to have all your, or get all your infantry skill sets where they need to be and where they should be. Okay, so give yourself enough time. Be fucking good at stress management. Execute on selection, and you'll be in SF. You'll get through. Okay. And that's basically it for the pathway into SF from a reserve role. All right, if you have any questions, make sure you hit me up. Reese@operatoredge.com. You can go to operatoredge.com/selection. Bunch of free shit there that you can download, or come and join my selection group on school. Just go to operatoredge.com and check that out, and you'll get directions there. All right. Please hit me up if you've got any questions. I can always turn into a podcast episode exactly like I did with this episode, and it'll actually give me some ideas. So make sure you do that if you need anything clarified. Thanks for listening. Hope you got a lot out of it, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks.